You want a life where you can fully embrace yourself. You want to live life on purpose and on your terms. You want to tap deeper into your soul as you grow into your purpose work, and you no longer want to hide in the shadows. Hey, I'm Danielle Amy, and I am obsessed with helping humans human. I am on a mission to normalize that we are here to feel, heal, experience, connect, and grow. I have transformed many darker sides of this journey into the most incredible life I could imagine. My ducks aren't always in a row. In fact, I think I lost one. But yet, I have created a beautiful family, comfortable lifestyle, and a freedom-based business along the way. All while learning to love and accept myself as a soul that's on a human experience. Through my intuitive teachings, real talks, and guest interviews, I can help you as we help the world to love ourselves just a little bit more. Hello and welcome, everybody. So we have a wonderful guest today, Anna Rapp. I have known her for quite some time, and in fact, she used to be known as a different name, and we're going to talk about that today. But more importantly, she is all about like the heart-centered journey and just living life, I think, with purpose. And one word that she taught me that I will never forget is grace. And so I'm just going to actually leave you guys and give the floor to Anna so she can just share a little bit about her journey of going from working in the 9-to-5 and transitioning into this online world. So welcome, Anna.
I'm just so, you've almost already made me cry. We're like 5 fucking seconds in. So sorry, are we allowed to swear here?
Yep, so sure, thankful. Explicit show. You're welcome.
Welcome,
we have to be able to be free show. To be ourselves on this show.
So thankful to be here with you, Danielle. And I just want to say, like, for your listeners, like, I'm sure they already know you, but I just want to say, from knowing you behind the scenes, you are just the same human behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, all the scenes. And I'm just grateful to chat with you.
Well, I'm grateful to have you here.
So yes, I'm a business coach and mentor. I've been doing this for about 6 years now, and I love working with heart-centered women that have a passion to build a business online, but also might feel a little scared to do things like get visible and sell and put their heart out there. So we call them like hashtag heart-centered problems. Like, I don't want to be spammy, right? Like, I want to sign clients, but like, I don't want to disappoint them. Like, I am all over those type of problems.
Yeah. So how did you get into this? Like, I know you worked a 9-to-5. So like, what was something happening in your life, or were you like, how did you get exposed to the online world? Cause you did therapy, right? Like, you were a therapist.
Yes. Yes. In my past life, I did mental health therapy, and I had my toddler, was pregnant with my daughter, and kind of just, I didn't know about the online world at first. Like, my eyes hadn't been opened yet. Like, but I kind of had this feeling of like, I want to do something else on the side. You know, for me, I really feel like I love therapy. I still have a therapist. I'm a huge believer in therapy, but like, I loved working with people and bringing them from like basically crisis to like baseline level health. But I was kind of craving to like work with people that were like already healthy and like getting to the next level, which basically is like life coaching, right? So I started like, there was like a local coffee shop, like a community center that I had like donated to. And I started doing like some workshops there and just dabbling in like doing life coaching stuff. And then one of my girlfriends who was a Beachbody coach was like, did you know you can like make a Facebook group? And like, so even before I knew about Facebook groups, I like started a Facebook group for my life coaching thing. I invited all my friends in just from like normal life. And I did this like little challenge with them. And at the end, I like closed the group down. I didn't even sell to them. I would just like, you know, just like an exploratory season, but it was like really
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then later on, when I had a business coach, she was like, what? You shut the group down? Like, what are you even doing?
How dare you offer something of your time and you got nothing?
That was my first, but then I had their email. So I emailed them back, and that was like my first sold out group program as a life coach. But anyway, that was my first little venture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, super cool. So like, as you were going through that, did it just like kind of start more and more ideas was like kind of coming in, like as you were doing like your regular practice, and then you just jumped? Like, how did you know when it was time to jump?
Oh my Lord. So, well, first it was just like very confusing. Like, it was satisfying, but it was also like kind of a little bit of a nightmare. Like, I remember like going out to dinner to celebrate, like selling out my first group program as a life coach, and just kind of feeling like sick. Like, I told my husband at the time, like, I feel like I'm like scamming people out of their money. And he was like, are you scamming people on the internet? I'm like, no, I'm not scamming them. But it just like, it felt really turbulent because I had never taken money from people for a service. Like, it was just like a lot of firsts. So, it wasn't like it was enjoyable, but it was like I also had a lot of blocks.
I like that you brought that up though, because like a lot of times in this industry, which is the whole premise behind the show, is not, which I mean, there's a time and a place for it, obviously, in our marketing. It doesn't always fit in, but like, I think it's good to know that behind the scenes is like, not everybody works this, because this is what I hear a lot, like here, it doesn't mean it's what's happening. It's like, I worked my 9 to 5 and like on Thursday, I just decided to quit. I sold out and I had sold my first group program and it was amazing. You can do it too. But then you're like, by the way, I was in the fetal position. I was crying. I thought I should refund everybody's money back because like, who am I to take their freaking money? You know, like, and we don't really talk about that openly and honestly. So then when like, you know, here's like these people over there, you know, might be you, listener, and you're sitting there and you're like, holy shit. Well, I mean, something must be wrong with me because this is supposed to be easy and fun. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, you know? And it's like, this is where, guys, like, we all have this mountain of a roller coaster, because the one thing we are throughout this whole experience is a human. And depending on the type of human we were going into this stuff, personality based, you know what I mean? Depends on like that outcome that's coming from it.
Could not agree more. I've definitely had so many like snot crying in the shower moments. Like, it's just not cute, you know? I mean, and also the other side of like amazing moments of like, oh my God, I get to get paid like so much money to do this amazing work. But I just think also it's like has not been rainbows and butterflies and all the unicorns the whole time.
Right. I know. And I think it just like, it's okay. Like, I think that's also the beautiful thing about the journey is that it's not, because when we do start having more, I call it like a little bit more clear, sunny skies, it's like business is like the weather, to be honest with you. I mean, depending on what area you live in, but you know, like I live in Louisiana and we always joke here saying Louisiana has bipolar weather because like one day you're wearing a coat and the next day, like we could wear bathing suits. And then we, you know, have an ice storm by Friday. So it's like business sometimes might not be that drastic of change, but at the same time, it has this like ebb and flow with like each stage that we go, whether it's the entry point, the midpoint, or the ongoing point, because I don't really feel as an end, at least once you're in it to win it, right? So like, and then the hardest thing I feel of being a business owner that I think people disregard is through this entire process, at no point does it ever omit you being, if you're a mom, if you're a wife, if you're a daughter, a sibling, or whatever, because that means that you have all these other situations in your life, especially with your partner, especially with your kids, anything that's under that roof. If something is not flowing and something is not jiving, it affects us personally. And I know like I've had times where me and my husband have like gotten into it and then it's like, shit, I got client calls today. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm not doing anything else that day but those clients. I'll show up for those people, but the live stream I was going to do, I didn't do. The post I was going to make, I didn't make. I couldn't.
I remember one time I was doing a coaching call. I think I was like breastfeeding my daughter. So I was only doing like phone calls, right? And my son comes in, like speaking of family, vomits all over underneath the desk. And I'm like, I think I still finished the client call. I think I just had like 2 more minutes, but it's just so true, right? It's like the beauty and blessing that we like can have these businesses that integrate our lives, but also like our lives really like intersect into our business too, right?
Mm-hmm. So what would be a tip for somebody like, I know something that you gave me and I will never forget. So Anna was my coach. Like, she was the first coach I ever hired. And it's kind of funny because it's like right before she transitioned from her job to fully like being like, hey, I'm an online entrepreneur. And I was always so incredibly hard on myself. And one day, like, I think I was about to cry or was crying. Also, I think I was pregnant. And then she just looked at me and she said, because we're on a Zoom call, and she stares at me in the eyes and she said, Danielle, why don't you just give yourself grace? And it's like, never, seriously, until that moment, never in my life had anyone ever uttered those words to me. And I, as you know, I have told you this 100 million times, like they changed something in me to where now I tell that to my clients. And then sometimes they tell it back to me, is like, what would you tell the person that is one either trying, has already made the leap to tried business, or they're still in the hesitancy of, should they even go about this? And they're being pulled with the heartstrings. Like, they're being pulled in so many different ways. Like, how do they make that just even little, you know, getting their little toe wet in the pool? Like what's a graceful, peaceful way of approaching starting online business or growing it further?
I love that question so much. I think like a belief that really helped me as I was starting and as things felt hard and swirly and kind of like anytime we're doing something new, it's going to feel a little bit volatile, right? Like, you know, like the season that I'm in right now that I can compare it to is like post-divorce dating again, right? Like it's going to feel like when you're starting a new online business, right? Like any new chapter. And so I think one of the beliefs that helped me most was just believing that my success was inevitable. Really locking into that, even though it felt like, you know, maybe I like put myself out there on, you know, Facebook Live and no one showed up, or maybe, you know, whatever action I took, things when you're starting don't feel very certain because you're spending a lot of time on marketing and not very much time doing your actual craft, right? Mm-hmm. You got into business to be a coach or to be a copywriter, right? But like at the start, when you're not fully booked with clients, you can feel kind of untethered because you're not grounding in that work, you know? That's why number one, I recommend people like fully book themselves with clients even before they're getting paid for it, because it is so grounding to do that work. But just believing like my success is inevitable. Like I know, like I remember telling my coach this when I was making like, you know, hardly any money. Like, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know I'm going to figure it out. And I know I'm going to be wildly successful on the internet. And so I think when you believe that, it just makes the up and downs feel much more insignificant, instead of like, this is a sign that I shouldn't have an online business. This is a sign that I suck on it. Instead of like, no, it's just as a road bump, but I know I'm going to crush it. So like, let's mm-hmm. keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like roads in Louisiana. We have potholes and bumps all over the place. And like, that's all that it is a temporary pitfall that may or may not rip your front end off. But like, that's just it. Is like, I think it's beautiful though. Like I honor the like trials and tribulations of life, because like people always talk about being multi-passionate in business, but like we're multi-peopled, you know? And yes. Like we talk about all the identities that we hold inside of our mm-hmm. business, but what about all the identities we hold in life? Like, especially yes. those of us that are mothers of young children. Yep. Like, holy living hell, you have no idea what day it's going to look yeah. like and what's going on. And you made a post recently about it, about like having kids and working as an online business owner. And then I shared, I was like, yeah, just recently, like 3 weeks ago, I had to deal with vomit and diarrhea from two toddlers, to then now mom got strep throat. So I'm not strep throat, laryngitis. So then I'm down, you know, it's just like, oh. But it's not all year round. It's not all the time. It's just that thing. And then that's where it kind of does feel like, at least for me in my environment, like almost like being, what do you call them? Like a house mom or whatever. Like you're like always with your kids, or you know what I mean? Like, it's so like, am I a business owner? Like, is there this stuff? Because you create so much freedom in your life through the choice that you are present with your family. But at the same time, it can throw off the days that you have scheduled in your business when you have sick children, you know, like, and I guess that's just like the juggling act, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And I've noticed through time for myself personally, no matter what's going on outside myself, like last year was a really hard year for me, towards the end of the year. One, we moved in the beginning of the year into our new house, super exciting. And it should have been completely super exciting, but it was actually incredibly overwhelming for me. And adjusting to that move and adjusting to that new space. And I had to create like a new flow because of how we had been living the year before, and that I had adjusted my business. Then right when I started getting my flow, my brother-in-law died. Then right after my brother-in-law died, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this, I'm going to use this as inspiration. My mom got sick. Then right after my mom got sick, my dad got sick. And then not long after, a few weeks, my dad dies. And I'm just like, what do you do? Like, I froze. And I was like, all right, I've overcome postpartum depression. I've overcome this. I was like, but what do I do now? I need to give myself grace. And it was really hard to do that because I'm an online business owner and I'm supposed to show up because that's how I get my people. And that's how I talk to them. And it's how I reach new people, how I serve my people. I had to not do any of it. Like, I stopped. Like, I totally stopped. And I'll tell you guys, like, the hardest part about it is not believing your mind that's trying to tell you that you're a failure. Yes. I wasn't a failure at all. I was honoring the human experience to the full degree and form. And I paused so deeply that when I came back in, it was like a different person, yes, like a different business, you know? Like, I know, obviously on a different scale and a different chapter, how did you approach your moments of pitfall, especially the transformation of a marriage, what once was, to not to then still show up as Anna, yeah, for your clients? How'd that go for you?
Oh my gosh. I love that we're having this conversation because I feel like they're not had enough. And I do want to tell some of my story. But what that came up, what brought up for me too, as you were saying that, is like, I see this in my clients all the time, right? And just the surrender to, like, when life happens, right? Like, and not forcing it, not pushing it, and just trusting, you know, like, I think especially as, like, driven, ambitious women, we're really good at, like, showing up and doing the work. And that is important to get results, right? We can't just journal all day. We have to, like, actually show up and do the work. Exactly. But on the other hand, I think we, at least talking for myself, right? Like, sometimes we err on the side of, like, taking action and doing the work and fixing it, that we forget that the other part is the surrender, is, mm-hmm, trust, right? For me, like, I really believe in God and the universe, right? And so for me, it's like trusting God, being like, I'm gonna do my part, but I have to surrender and, like, trust that I'm supported in this other part. And so for my clients, what, and a lot of people are like, well, what does that look like, right? So for some of my clients that have gone through, like, really big stuff as the pandemic happened, as personal stuff happened, that might look like changing their business, right? Some of them had done coaching before, but felt like, you know what, in this season, I don't really want a visible business. I want more of a hidden business. And so I'm going to do done for you stuff. I'm going to kill it as a virtual assistant where I can kind of, like, be behind the scenes, right? Or like you said, like, you know, in this season, I'm just going to not do my business for 3 months. Some of my other clients have gone from, you know, businesses to day jobs, day job. And I just think, like, as women, we need to, like, on the online space, there's a lot of shame around, like, stopping your business and getting a day job, or stopping your business and not working, or stop or changing your business model. And I just think, like, at the end of the day, we're entrepreneurs, we're money, yep, manifestors, we're abundance queens, and that's okay. Like, for me, my life as a single mama of two young kids changes, like, every 6 weeks when they're, like, scheduled. Like, I have to reevaluate, what do I want right now when it comes to making money, being visible, and then being okay 2 months from now to reevaluate that. And I just think it's, like, the biggest permission slip that we can just decide and surrender, what, how do I need to act right now with my reality? And then I can reevaluate that in 90 days, right?
Correct. Yeah. And as you're saying that, the word that comes to me is, like, we need to let go of this falsity that tells us we need to have a state of permanence.
Yes.
Like, without that, yes, state of permanence, therefore we're not successful. And I call, yeah, major bullshit on that. It's, yeah, exactly the opposite. I find when, well, at least for me, God, I can't even tell you how many times I've done this, is, like, whenever I'm like, this is it, this is how, yeah, it's going, this is what, like, you sign, seal, and deliver. You got to notarize, yeah, on a billboard, yeah, and you're like, everyone, this is what I do from now on. I'm not changing. And then guess what happens, yo? You want to change it. And then you're like, I feel so guilty. And if you don't, like, so then once I noticed that happened a few times, I'm like, hold up. Why do I feel like I need to, like, almost, like, declare out to the world,
yeah,
that, like, this is how it's going? Because I was trying to seek validation and approval. So then, and I realized I had the permission, because this is my business. This is my life. This is my,
yep,
choice. I don't have to always be whoop about everything. I don't have to always want to do like, I sometimes do not do one-on-one coaching. Like, I'm like, nope, not, I'm done. And for, like, last year, the year before, for, like, 8 months, I didn't do any one-on-one coaching. I only did my membership and I only did group programs. And I wasn't like, I'll never do this again. I just told myself, if I am to do this again, I'll know when. I'll know when. And guess what? That season's starting to come now. I've been really super excited about getting one-on-one clients again.
Yeah.
And when we give ourselves that permission to let go of permanence, you enter and embody freedom. And then it goes right into, yeah, the great surrender of believing that we are fully supported by God, by universe, however you identify with it. Like, we are fully supported and fully embraced and fully enveloped to be able to be, to become the best versions of ourselves,
yeah,
you know?
Yes. So hard, right? But I think too, it's like, for me, I remember like at the very start of my coaching business, what kept me paralyzed from action so long was that lack of, I wanted certainty. I wanted to pick my niche. And I wanted to know, I wanted to be so right when it came to like which business I was picking, right? Because at that point, like, I had done the life coaching, then I started like doing business coaching. So at that point, I was doing my therapy job, doing life coaching, doing business coaching, pregnant. Like I was doing all the shit, right? Because like I didn't want to pick, I didn't want to be limited. And I was afraid to like pick the wrong niche, pick the wrong, like, do I show up and have a Facebook group? Do I do, like, I didn't want to make the wrong choice and waste time. So you know what I did? I wasted a ton of time not picking instead of realizing, like, Anna, just pick for the next 90 days and that'll give you clarity on the next. Like, I think I was so wanting that control, that permanence, that clarity, instead of realizing, guess what, Anna? You're going to get a little clarity, but you're never going to get full clarity without the action. You know, like, I think I realized, like, oh, my confidence and clarity comes from action instead of needing to feel confident and clear to take that action. Right.
Yeah. That, like, man, that has nailed on the head. Like, I can't tell you how many times I have this conversation with people, and it's a hard, it doesn't have to be hard, for one. I'm going to rephrase that. It's not hard. It's actually not hard. We believe that it's hard. We believe, like, and it is, it's that perfectionism. It's that polished, like, it, again, that streamlined thing. And it is, it's control. If I control this, then it's safe. If I control this, then it's right. If I control this, then like nothing will go wrong. Yep. Like I'll skip all the, I'll hold those. I've heard some horror stories in business. I won't have those. Like everything will be straight line. But like, if you embrace the zigzag of business, if you embrace the ebb and flow of business, because as I say, whether you're a human or a business owner, life's not linear. It's not linear, my friends. It is not linear at all. It is a bouncing rubber ball, like, of all sorts and colors. And sometimes you decide to add another ball to the bouncing ball mix. And then you're like, I don't even know where I started or began, but here I am.
Yes. Like, why do we expect, I love that point. Like, why do we expect business to be perfect and linear? Think about any other area of our life. Like, I think about my kid, like, do I expect with my kids, I love them to death, but it is definitely like up and down. You know what I mean? Like when I think about any part of my life, my health journey, right? It's a journey. There's ups and downs. And yeah, I think we put this false expectation on our business to be like imperfect. I mean, to be perfect.
To be perfect. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's like you hold all this pressure. So like everyone, let's do it together and breathe. We're here. We are imperfect, perfect as ourselves because we're so imperfectly us. Like it's not to be polished and perfected. And it's also not to just be like, oh, I'm so flawed. No, you're so you. You're so incredibly you. And we are so diverse. And through our stories, like, so I'll tell you, when I was like pregnant and I was talking to Anna, and then I had days where like, I was so freaking tired. Like, my God, I was so tired. And then she would be like, well, why don't you go lay down for the day? Like, why don't we get finish up the call? Go lay down. And I'm like, yeah, but I should blah, blah, blah. And she's like, why? No, like, you don't do that to your body or your mind. Like, relax. Like, it's okay to be still. And so guys, like, sometimes that's where coaches really do come in handy. They give you an outside perspective that you will not let yourself hear or see, because we, again, put this pressure and we put ourselves on this pedestal, a lot to piece here, of perfection. And we don't realize we're always doing it to ourselves. And then that's when you work with your coach, or even sometimes it's a friend that's like, whoa, hold up. Like, what are you doing? And then you come down a notch. So today might be that day for you. Have you been pushing? Have you been trying to constrict every sense of your environment? Like another thing I learned in business. So for those of you that's trying to, you know, get on the, whether it's Reels or TikTok world, which I think are cool platforms, really fun. I really like make a TikTok. I just started last month. They're fun.
They're great.
But guess what? I don't really have a plan other than I'm exploring in my content. Or I would rather reach one person with one video. My goal isn't to go viral. If it does, cool. If not, cool. I'm exploring content that my ideal clients like, but also that I like creating. And I'm trying to find a happy medium. And I just started finding my happy medium. And I don't know. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks now. before I found the happy medium, if that makes sense. And I feel like it's still going to ebb and flow because once they give me that damn live stream button, it's on. Okay. Like, and that's just it. We have to wait sometimes to reap the rewards of where we really want to go, of what we really want to do. But in the meantime, go to the buffet, go explore some shit, because sometimes one, if you've never tried it before, you don't know if you like it. And then if you've been eating the same damn thing all your life, that's kind of boring. Won't you try something else sometimes? Yeah. And like, that's business. Treat it like a buffet of an ebb and flow. Sometimes they overcook the chicken. So what? Move on. You know, like sometimes you pick the wrong client, sold the wrong thing that you don't vibe with. Like if you just treat it really organically and really fluidly, like that's what I was getting at with the TikTok stuff. No, I didn't plan out 6 months of content. I will never do that. When I've ever tried to do that, I get bored head on. I want to change my mind. And then I realize I just spent like 6 days planning a year's worth of content that I don't even want to use anymore. So like, if that's you, stop, just stop right now and breathe.
I love it.
So I know like in life, again, like you're saying with like the kids and everything, like we want to change our minds. So when do you think, what's the difference? Because there's another catch to this. Those that constantly are changing, because they are doing, but they never commit. Let's talk about lack of commitment.
Oh my Lord. Let's talk about, well, I love what you said too about like, you know, just like on TikTok, like letting yourself play and explore, you know, because I think like, and even like the advice you were saying that I gave you around like going and resting, you know what I mean? Taking a nap. Like, I think like that's the power of like coaching, is like our coaches can give us really individualized advice, right? Because some of my clients listening to this, hearing that, might be like, Anna's never given me permission to take a nap, right? Because I think there's also a person that doesn't give themselves permission to lean in and do the hard thing and do the work. You were never that person, right? No, like you're always willing to do the work, right? So I think like it's knowing what you need, having a coach that will know you and be honest with you, right? But I think specifically for what you said with the like unwilling to commit, you know, being willing to be more structured, to be more committed, to lean into that self-trust, knowing like I'm going to try something for 30 days, like you said with TikTok, right? Like I'm going to go out there, whatever amount of 30 days on TikTok, whether I feel like it or not, for 30 days, I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to evaluate. I think some of that, and I'm going to trust myself at the end of 30 days to figure out where to go from there, right?
Exactly. Like, where do you think people, what's your opinion of when people, so I've experienced this with clients, they will say that they've tried something, like whether it's a niche or a modality of some sort. And then I asked them like, how long have they been doing it? And it's like a week.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't work, or there's no market for them, or there's nobody. Yes. Like how, what should they be doing? What would you tell them if I was that client and I'm like, oh, it's just not working. Like, what should I do? Like, what should their focus be?
I think it's like at the end, my belief is that like business strategy at its core is like actually really simple, right? Like you said, like showing up on TikTok every day, right? Like the hard part is the mindset. The hard part is like that one weekend when we're like, no one commented on my TikTok. That means I'm doing something wrong. It means that I'm unlovable. It means that like all the shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's like coming up with that commitment, really clear commitment that's super simple. I'm going to show up on TikTok for 30 days no matter what, right? And then doing the mindset work to keep the strategy simple, to keep your action doable, right? The fears, the blocks, all the things.
Right, like everyday maintenance.
Total, you know? Everyday mindset work.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like strenuous. It's just minimal. Like, and that's one thing I have totally learned, because you said something before about something being like just kind of like simple. And that's what I have learned more than anything. Like I went through this wave of overcomplicating even journaling. Yes. Like everything had to be like full-fledged, because otherwise you don't up level and you don't go further. And and I was seeing results, but when I really noticed change is through simplification. And really honestly, there's lots of S words here, but like it's the surrender to simplifying self. And like when we surrender, which yes, I've had this exact thing, but like, I don't know what it feels like. Well, when you first try to surrender, you might even feel like you're going to trigger the feeling of failing or quitting because that's your ego, that's your mind. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. If you, especially you were like a person like me, that's go, 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 never sit down, because if not, you're a loser. And like, that was my pulling string in the past. So for me, as Anna said, no, she didn't give everybody the same advice that she gave me. Cause I was kind of the opposite. I would show up. I would do it. I'd do everything. I'd be like, tell me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. And because I did so much, I usually didn't give enough time to see what worked because I was always moving to the next thing and moving to the next thing. And it, so I wasn't, it wasn't a matter of me of doing. Doing was never a problem. I never let myself be to see what's going to come from it, you know? And like, even now I want to tell you guys, I have been showing up almost every single day on TikTok, but guess what? I'm not recording videos every day on TikTok because I batch those bitches.
Yes. And you totally, right? I think that's great. Like, that's the consistency is what your audience experiences. Not your energy doesn't have to be consistent. If you know you have, for me, same thing, like my kids get sick, shit hits the fan. Like, I'm a huge believer in doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, like, as you, I feel both of us, you know, through these years of knowing one another, we've moved deeper and deeper inside of ourselves to like come up onto this other end. And I feel one thing that you've held true all this way is the heart, you know, the heart-centered entrepreneur is you never left that behind. If anything, it expanded even further. And I think the world is transforming even deeper into that, of that ebb and flow of life. So like, I don't know, I want to hear, and this might be like putting you on the spot, but like, what is the heart centered entrepreneur? What does she mean to you?
I love that question so much. I'm actually redoing my website right now. So I've like had a chance to like think about like, what are my core values? And like, what does this mean to me? And like, I think like, for me, at its essence, like me and my girlfriends talk about this all the time, that like the core of it is that we actually care. A heart-centered business, heart-centered entrepreneur means that like you actually care about the humans that you work with and support, which sounds like you're listening to this. If you're Danielle's audience, you're like, well, yeah, of course I love my clients. Of course I care about my clients. But like, it is not that way in all the corners of the online space. Nope. And we forget this because like this is our network, but most of my clients come to me in my programs and they're like, oh my gosh, you're Matt. Oh my, you care about me. Oh my gosh, you. And so I think it's remembering that makes you unique as a heart-centered entrepreneur, that you actually care about your humans as clients and the results that they get and the life. That doesn't mean that we promise our clients certain outcomes, or it doesn't mean that we like are codependent and do their business for them. It just means that we deeply care about the humans that we serve. Mm-hmm. To me is like the core of being a heart-centered entrepreneur.
Yeah, I love that. And it is, it is. It's all about that. For me, the connection, you know, and then my audience usually calls it like the soul to soul connection. And yes, it is. It's just feeling and it's caring, and to where I've even had people like, you remember that about me? I'm like, yeah, I remember that about you. Like, I remember you. I didn't just like take your money. Like, yes. You know, like I'm not, you're not a number to me and you're not just a financial exchange to me. You're an experience.
Yeah.
Because me, at least me as a coach, I mean, I feel like anybody that's really coaching people and working with clients, like, I learn from them just from even me teaching them. I'm like, nope, making a note for myself. Like, I'm going to revisit that later. Yes. You know, like I'm going to reanalyze that tomorrow. And that's just it. Like, we have this beautiful exchange. And how you said about me is like, yeah, I am. I'm exactly like you see. And whether you're my coach or my client or my friend, I'm going to talk to you the same way as if we're like hanging out in my living room and we're conversating and we're talking person to person. And even if I'm teaching you a business strategy or we're doing something deeper, it's like it should be in a place of comfort, a place of safety, a place of non-judgment, a place of openness for us to be able to be self, because that we don't have, like, I mean, people joke saying now with human design that there's a guidebook, but there's still no guidebook. Like, we can learn a whole lot, just like psychology teaches you so much about the human brain and the complexities of behavior and all. I've always found it incredibly fascinating, but it doesn't bring you the answer or a solution for day-to-day life. Again, there's no linear, flat line, straight line to this thing. And when we let that go, We let that go. We let the conversations to be free, still with boundaries, of course, like as a coach or even as a client, but like just to create that openness of, I think we just all have been seeking, whether we know it or not. I mean, I can admit it. I know I still seek validation at times, like when I have my little low months, like somebody tell me I'm doing a really good job, you know, or like tell me that I'm really good at what I do because I feel like right now I don't. And I think we're going to have those moments. It's never to omit the feeling and completely or omit the hesitancy of creating something new or omit the fear of not being able to have a sustainable business or omit the fear of not selling your programs. It's just that they don't define you anymore. They're just a piece. They're just a thing on that buffet, but they're not the whole, like the whole picture, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So any final words? Cause I feel like we go on forever.
Like, we could.
So many ways we could talk about things and overlap the feelings. But one, pleasure to have you as usual and reconnect with you. It's been a hot minute. But like any final words for anybody on their business journeys or human journeys, life journeys?
I think that's it. This has just been so fun, so enjoyable. If you are listening to this, we would love to hear what you think. Like, what insights did you get? You can tag me and Danielle on Instagram. I also have a podcast, the Heart-Centered Entrepreneur Podcast. So I would love to invite you over there. But I think I just want to say thank you, Danielle. You are just such a sweet. I love that you said like soul to soul connection, because I definitely feel that with you, and I'm just thankful for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And guys, I will have Anna's information in the show notes so you guys can check her out, easily find her and seek her out if you felt connected to her today. So anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Thanks again for being on the show, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of the Daring to Be Human podcast. Until next time, keep on feeling those feelings and expanding further on your soul journey. If you want more, head over to daringtobehuman.com for show notes, links to any resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you are looking to take your human journey to the next level, be sure to check out my private members community. The links are waiting for you at daringtobehuman.com.